We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears its heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Tuesday morning. Welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and I hope that your day is going well. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, regardless of what is going on in life. The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever, and we can rejoice in the Lord, and we can praise him. In all things, we are commanded to give thanks, and that just shows that we trust that the Lord is in control, that he is the sovereign God, and when good things happen, he's in control, and when bad things happen, he's in control. And so we trust him, and as it says in Psalm 46, verse 10, cease striving, let go, relax, be still, and know that I am God. Well, perhaps you remember the woman from yesteryear. I think she was in the 90s, the infomercial from Susan Powder, and she had a little catchphrase, stop the insanity. Now, it was about what we were eating, and she was a diet guru, but stop the insanity is something that I've used a lot on X, which was used to be called Twitter, and hashtag stop the insanity. Every time you turn around and you see what's going on in our country, in our world, with the cultural revolution, you just say, where somebody has checked his or her brains at the door. We need to stop the insanity. And the LGBTQIA plus movement is totally insane. Transgenderism is totally insane. And it's very disheartening when you see the medical community jumping on board and saying, oh yeah, we are for this. And you know, of any group, it ought to be the medical community that would say, hey, time out, stop the insanity. A man cannot become a woman cannot become a man. But they don't do it. Why? Because the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. And as it was said in a meeting with physicians at Vanderbilt University Hospital, hey, we make a lot of money doing these surgeries, providing these services and these drugs. And so if you can't get on board with this, you're going to have to get off the train. And so they make no bones about it, although they got exposed and had to backtrack. But that's the underlying underlying message. Hey, we don't care if this is true or not. If we can make money, we're going to make money. And so here's what the scripture says in the contemporary English version, Isaiah 59. Tell me if this is not just so apropos for today. How often, beginning in verse 12, how often have we sinned and turned against you, the Lord God? Our sins condemn us. We have done wrong. We have rebelled and refused to follow you. Our hearts were deceitful, and so we lied. We planned to abuse others and turn our backs on you. Injustice is everywhere. Justice seems far away. We have the social justice movement, which is injustice on steroids, but they go under the guise of justice. Injustice is everywhere. Justice seems far away. Truth is chased out of court. Honesty is shoved aside. Everyone tells lies. Those who turn from crime end up ruined. When the Lord noticed that justice had disappeared, he became very displeased. It disgusted him even more to learn that no one would do a thing about it. So with his own powerful arm, he won victories for truth. Well, we call this program Real Truth for Today. We're commanded as Christians to speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15. The Bible says of Jesus, John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, grace and truth, love and truth, are not different sides of the spectrum. They fit together. If you really love someone, you will graciously, lovingly, kindly tell them the truth. If you lie to someone, guess what? You don't love them. You're not operating in love, because love and truth go together, and we're to speak the truth in love. Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So if you love someone, you want to see them set free from the bondage of sin and from the power and penalty of sin, and so you tell them the truth. If you don't love them, you lie to them because you want to get something from them. Just like I mentioned, Vanderbilt University Hospital, hey, we don't care. The science is clear. You're XY male or XX female, and nothing you can do to change that. You can carve yourself up on the outside, but on the inside, you don't change any of that. We don't care that we're destroying lives because we can make money doing it. I mean, it is evil beyond words. Now, I woke up this morning and I looked on some of the news feeds, and I saw from my friend Todd Starnes that Grace Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia is having a drag queen come for a Christmas event at their church. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. And I contacted my friend Dr. Tom Askell, who's been on this program many times and ran for the presidency of the Southern Baptist Convention a couple of years ago. And I said, "Tom, you're pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Cape Coral, Florida." I says, "Any relation?" And he has just said, "You know, it's just such a travesty." He said, "I feel like changing the name of my church so I don't get, confused with this kind of place." But Grace Baptist Church, Richmond, Virginia. And let me see if I can find them on their website, trying to find their promotion of this. It's just so sickening. Their concert series. Grace Baptist Church presents Flamey Grant, Saturday, December 2nd at 3:30. A shame-slaying, hip-swaying, singing-songwriting queen. And you say to yourself, this is at a church. What in the world has happened? Well, obviously, they've jettisoned truth, and they've jettisoned love, because love and truth are connected, and they have a distorted idea of what love is. They need to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and read what the Lord says that true love really is. Those who need a refresher, let me just give you the scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:6 or 13:4 rather. Let's see. Let me get back to the New American Standard. That's the version I know it in. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Love and truth are connected. They are inseparably connected. So it rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If you try and unhitch love from truth, you have a perverted form of love. And this church, if you know somebody that goes there, if you are listening to this program and you go to Grace Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia, you need to leave that place. because whatever is coming out of that pulpit is not love. Obviously, they've jettisoned truth, no doubt, a long time ago, but you're not hearing love. And what a disaster and what a mockery. And that should wake us up to what is going on in America, what is going on in the American church. And we need to be discerning, and we need to know that the Lord has called us to be a lighthouse as the church and as Christians, to be a lighthouse of love and truth. And we speak the truth in love, and we stand up as good soldiers of Christ Jesus, and we call men, women, boys, and girls to repentance. I'm reminded of a scene in the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when John Candy and Steve Martin is asleep in the passenger side, and John Candy is driving, and somehow he got turned around. He's going the wrong way down the freeway. And this guy calls out to him and says, "Hey, you're going the wrong way. You're going to kill yourself and someone else." And John Candy, you know, just blows him off. Well, that describes what's going on in our world. The world is going the wrong way. And the Bible says in Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. You're going the wrong way. Well, that way seems right. I don't care if it seems right. It goes against what God has said. God has set up the world, and you're going 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction, and the direction you're going leads off a cliff. I talked to a family member. We went back and forth in messaging the other day, and I said to him, I said, I'm burdened for you. I said, your life is a disaster. And you know, any honest person would look at your life and say, this is not going well. The trajectory is poor at best. And I said, you're going the wrong way. And if you don't turn around, you're going to go off a cliff. And he said to me, you know, I know you look down on me. And I said, I don't look down on you. I'm looking at you speeding the wrong way. You're getting ready to go off a cliff. And I said, I'm burdened for you, because unless you turn around, you are going to experience spiritual death. And I don't want that for you. You know, Paul told the Athenians in Acts chapter 17 on Mars Hill, he says, God is now declaring that all men everywhere should repent. They need to turn around because they're going the wrong way. And he's declaring that we should repent because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. You know, Jesus is, it's very interesting. Jesus is either your Savior or he's your judge. Same Jesus. But if you don't respond to his saving grace and you don't heed his warning, you are going the wrong way. Repent and believe the gospel. If you don't respond to that, and if you don't believe, well, then he, the Savior, becomes the judge. And you read about the judge in Revelation 20. Verses 11 through 15, you know, Jesus said, the Father judges no man, but has left all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. And so the Lord judges every single person. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, is called the Great White Throne Judgment. We don't have to wonder about what judgment is going to be like. He tells us this. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and they are judged according to their deeds. They are judged. And if your name is not found written in the Lamb's book of life, you were thrown into the lake of fire. Hey, you were going the wrong way, and you said, no, this is the way for me. This is the way I want to go. And the Lord didn't force you to receive him. He invited you to receive him, but you said no. And all that is left for you is a Christless hell. That is the truth of the Bible. And Jesus came that you might have life and might have it abundantly. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. And we are encouraging you today to stop the insanity, to walk in the light as he himself is in the light, and stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. We'll be right back.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Well, welcome back to the program. Today is Tuesday, and it's Giving Tuesday. This is a special Tuesday of the year, right after Thanksgiving, the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Giving Tuesday, where people can support ministries and causes that are near and dear to their hearts. And as many of you know, I started From His Heart Ministries almost 20 years ago. And it's the broadcast ministry of First Baptist Texarkana, but it's a separate ministry. From His Heart Ministries is a separate 501c3. We are broadcast by American Family Radio every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central Time, along with a host of other stations, television stations, radio stations, and digital platforms. But you can find out more by going to fromhisheart.org, fromhisheart.org. And I'd love for you to check out the website and touch base. Let us know that that you're listening. You can email me at pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Okay, so we're talking about stopping the insanity. We're talking about the fact that truth has stumbled in the streets, and that as Christians, we are to speak the truth in love, because it's the truth that sets the captives free, and you can't divorce love from truth. If you try and unhitch love from truth, as Andy Stanley tries to unhitch Christianity from the Old Testament, which is just insane. Christianity is rooted in the Old Testament. You don't unhitch from the Old Testament. It is rooted in the story of God starts in the book of Genesis, and it's not to be unhitched. Obviously, we're under a new covenant, but we learn so much from the old covenant. And anyway, to try and unhitch love and truth, you lose love. And you have some perverted form of love that's not love at all, because the moment that you start telling people lies, you're not loving them. I don't know anything that, to me, that is a bigger lie. Abortion is a huge lie that destroys so many lives. But transgenderism is just such a lie that we are purporting as a society, that is just destroying kids' lives, destroying lives all over the place, families and children, and it gets younger and younger and younger. Well, I saw this little piece in the AFA, The Stand magazine, December 2023, as they talk about confronting the prevailing absurdities in women's athletics. And they're just talking about how, you know, biological men are identifying as women, and they're playing women's sports and destroying women's sports. And we need to definitely stop the insanity there. But here's one of the articles: High school crowns male student homecoming queen for second time. This is a high school in Missouri. It's Oak Park High School in Kansas City, Missouri. They crowned Tristan Young as queen after he bested four female candidates. Young, who uses only the words, quote, conquering femininity, unquote, in the bio of his Instagram profile, thanked the school for its support during his, quote, difficult high school journey, unquote. Well, you know, I just couldn't believe that. I thought, what a messed up school that is. And whoever is the principal, whoever is the superintendent, stop the insanity and quit going along with this. And as far as this person goes, you know, we hate the ideology that destroys lives. We don't hate the people that are caught up in the ideology. And that's something that, you have to be able to separate. This person who said he's had a very difficult high school journey, no doubt, the way of the transgressor is hard. When you just start going your own way and saying, well, this is right for me, this is my truth. There's no such thing as my truth, your truth, his truth, her truth. There's just truth, and it's God's truth, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. So I feel badly for this person, but the ideology behind it is evil, it's satanic. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And the way of the transgressor is hard. And so this person saying they had a difficult high school journey. Well, no doubt. Because once you get away from what is true and what is honorable and what is right, you get off the highway and you go back roads and you're dealing with potholes and sharp rocks, and you know, you've seen no doubt people driving in the outback in Australia, and they have to have a bunch of tires in the back of their car because they're going to blow out tires driving on that kind of surface. Well, that's what people are doing today morally, and it's just so destructive. And anyone going along with it needs to be ashamed of himself or herself. You need to come back to the truth. And the thing with transgenderism, and this is not a difficult issue to tackle. We talked yesterday on the program about gray areas, you know, whether or not you celebrate Christmas, whether or not you tell your kids about Santa Claus and you play along with the Santa game or not. That can be a gray area. This is not a gray area. This is so black and white. And the stakes are high, because you get this one wrong. I mean, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, he created them male and female. It's a binary situation. You're either XY male or XX female, and that's it. And that's the way God created it. And as long as you fight against the Lord and against his creation, you're going to find that life is very, very difficult. If you yield to the Lord and to his word and to his will and to his ways, it doesn't mean your life is going to be easy. It means that you open the door to God's love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. You begin to walk in the light as he himself is in the light. Well, now, we all know about corporations that have latched on to this left-leaning, way left-leaning progressive ideology and the LGBTQI movement and the social justice movement. And we've heard the phrase, go woke, go broke. And, you know, there are three companies that really come to mind that have gone all in on a woke agenda. And, you know, a woke agenda is one that you know, fully embraces the social justice movement, the Black Lives BLM movement, the LGBTQIA plus movement, and Disney did that, and they went all in, and they recently had to admit that has hurt its bottom line. I read an article that said Disney admitted foray into politics and the culture wars has hurt its bottom line in their SEC filings. It's acknowledged that its controversial political and social agenda is costing the company money. And they've had to slash 7,000 employees, and they've reportedly lost $1 billion in their last four movies. And check this out. Just in a short period of time, they lost 2.4 million subscribers to their Disney Plus streaming service. Well, I don't know how many total subscribers they have, but 2.4 million customers is a lot. And so that should get their attention. Now, listen, if you're a private company and you're all in with your ideology and, hey, I'm whole hog into this and this is who I am and this is who we are as a company, well, you can do that. And you can take the plane and crash it into the ground if you want, in terms of your business. You can do that if you want. It's your money. You can take all your money out of the bank and put it in the shredder if you want. It's your money. But now when you run a public corporation that has shareholders, well, you're responsible to those people. And when you're losing money hand over fist, there is accountability there. And, you know, Disney, they produced a new movie. My daughter and son-in-law and their girls went and saw it, called Wish, and they said there was no homosexual theme in there, no LGBTQ theme, and there was no woke agenda in there. It's just a back to what they used to produce, which is a family-friendly movie. And they said they loved it. But now Disney used to be a safe bet for parents. And now it's you have to be very, very careful. You have to find out what you're getting. How about Anheuser-Busch and their Bud Light disaster and fiasco? Go woke, go broke. Hey, let's get this confused person named Dylan Mulvaney, a biological man who dresses like a girl and thinks he's a girl and presents himself in a sickening fashion like a girl. Let's get him to rep our product. And it's disasterville. They've lost so much money. I read an article that said they've lost about $4 billion in stock price since this disaster. Target, another one, all in on the social progressive movement. Their losses, according to an August 16th, 2023 article that says their losses hover around $13.8 billion in stock losses. Serious. Those things should get somebody's attention. Those are serious, serious losses. And no doubt that's come up with the little catchphrase, go woke, go broke. Hey, we need to stop the insanity. And the world, as the scripture says in 1 John chapter 5, the whole world lies in the lap of the evil one, is cradled in the lap of the evil one. And we're not to be conformed to the world, the prince of the power of the air, as the Bible talks about the devil. We're not to be conformed to the world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And so we're swimming against the grain, so to speak, as Christians in this world. We are twice-born people living in a world of once-born people. And we are seeing people going the wrong way, and we are called by the Lord to call them out. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what John the Baptist preached. That's what Jesus preached, according to Mark chapter 1. That's what we're to preach. Repent. God has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Therefore, repent. Turn from sin and turn to the Savior. And that is our job. And as moms and dads, as parents, we are to protect our children from the influence that is coming their way, from the sewer water that's coming their way, and protect their minds, protect their hearts as best we can, and ask the Lord to build a hedge of protection around our children, our grandchildren, from the evil one. And we need to be careful with what we're allowing to come into the home. We need to be careful with where we're taking our kids. And you know, gone are the days where you can trust, hey, just turn on the TV, everything will be fine. Hey, just turn on a Disney movie, everything will be fine. You need to be careful with that. And you have to figure out what they're getting exposed to so that you can lead them in the truth. Well, we're going to open the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And I'd love to hear from you about this. We've talked about a number of things, but it all fits in the same stream, speaking the truth in love. And that is our job as believers. And we are not to fund companies that go against that are just blatant. You know, Target is just blatant in their support of the LGBTQI plus agenda. And I say, okay, if you want to do that, fine, but I'm not going to buy from you anymore. And I hate that for the employees, because you have a lot of good employees there. They're not controlling the culture, but they get caught up in that. Those 7,000 that lost their job at Disney. Well, okay, so Disney's higher-ups are making these terrible decisions, and what is it? Who gets fired? The people that are lower on the totem pole, they get fired. I hate that Anheuser-Busch. So guys that work in their plants, they lose their jobs because of terrible decisions. And, you know, I ask myself this question because I worked in the chemical business for a number of years before the Lord called me to preach, and I was an outside salesman. And, you know, you wonder, how can a guy get to be a CEO and be that out of touch? Take the Anheuser-Busch situation, the Bud Light situation. How do you tick off all your customers with this promotion with Dylan Mulvaney? How can you not realize that, hey, that's not a good move? That is the transgender community is not the group that we're supposed to go after. We need to continue to grow the base. But who drinks our product? Who buys our product? If you tick off all those people, you're going to cost yourself big time. The famous quote from Michael Jordan when he was selling his shoes, they said, well, why aren't you more political in your approach? And he said, well, Republicans buy shoes too. Why do I want to alienate potential customers? Which makes sense. If your goal is to sell a product, you want it open to all people. You're not making a political statement. You're just, hey, I provide shoes. When I was at Nalco Chemical Company, we didn't make political statements. We just said, hey, we have a good product that will help you in your cooling tower and your boiler and your wastewater and your raw water, and we sold chemicals for all those things. And so stop the insanity. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And we are called as Christians to point the way. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through him. 888-589-8840. Give me a call and we'll talk after the break. According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they're trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every single day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. So please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Well, welcome back to the program. We are opening the phone lines at 888-589-8840. 589-8840. If you have a question or a comment, we've been talking about truth, and there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There's only one way that leads to life, and that's the Lord's way. He is the way and the truth, not a way, not a truth, the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Jesus. That's what he said in John chapter 14, verse 6. Well, we have Raul on the line from Texas. Raul, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor Shreve. I got a question. You know, I'll read the sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, and Jesus is talking about, you know, those people that will be children of God and, you know, the meek that would inherit the kingdom of God. And he's not talking about, I believe, you know, the people that have never heard the gospel. I mean, that's a big question for people not to turn to Jesus Christ when they go, well, what about the people that never heard of the gospel? How are they going to be saved? I believe Jesus is saying that they have those attitudes during their life. They see, and even in Romans 1, when they see the creation, they know there's a God, but they don't know who he is. But yet they have this in their heart, and they go through their life with those attitudes that Jesus is talking about. That, to me, if they were to have heard the salvation through Jesus Christ, they would have accepted it. But yet they haven't heard it, so they accept everything else about what Jesus describes. So in my estimation, I would say that is salvation for those that never heard the gospel. And I just want to hear your comments. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. For those that never heard, here's the way I understand that. So God gives everybody general revelation. He gives two voices, Romans chapter 1. He gives the voice of creation. You look outside and you say, okay, all this creation, where did it come from? We know that if we see any creation, it has to have a creator. Things don't just come into being without design. And as science comes up with intelligent design, the Darwinian proponents of science don't want that to be true, so they just throw it out. But Michael Behe and other scientists say, hey, there is irreducible complexities that you can't get around, and there is intelligent design. You can't deny that. So there's the voice of creation, and then there's the voice of conscience. And God gives everyone a conscience, that inner voice that tells us there is God. And so Romans 1, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. And so when someone responds to the little bit of light that he has, I believe that God is faithful to give more light. Now, no one, there is none righteous, not even one. And so the attitudes in Matthew chapter 5, known as the Beatitudes, blessed are the people that are this way and this way and this way, poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are gentle, those who are hungry. No one has that in and of himself, herself, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. So those attitudes have to come from the Lord. And here's what I believe on that, Raul. I believe that when a person responds to the little bit of light he or she has, God is faithful to give more light and more light and more light. And as you respond to the light, you are given more light. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day, Proverbs chapter 4. So I think God is faithful to do that. As I heard in college, a missionary sharing and saying that they shared Christ with somebody, and the person responded and said, when they heard the story of Jesus, they said, I always knew there was someone like that. I just never knew his name. And they had responded to the light God had given them, and God gave them more light. Second thing I think we need to consider is that God knows everything. He knows the end from the beginning, and God knows every scenario. He knows what every single person would do given a set of circumstances. And they don't necessarily have to go through that for God to know how they would respond, because God has perfect knowledge. And so I think that that the Lord knows, hey, this person, had they been given this knowledge, they would have responded this way. You know, the Lord chose Judas because he knew that Judas would betray him. He didn't make Judas betray him. He just knew that Judas would. Did I not choose you, the 12, Jesus said, yet one of you is a devil. And so God is working all those things chess pieces on a chessboard. He's working everything to the kind intention of his will. And so I don't think, getting back to your original question, I don't think you look at the Beatitudes and say, okay, well, if somebody that's never heard the name of Jesus, if they are poor in spirit, then theirs is the kingdom of God. If they mourn, then they shall be comforted. I think that has to come from the Lord, because in and of ourselves, we're children of wrath, even as the rest. We're dead in sin, and so we cannot have that in us without him. But I do think that God gives light, and he gives more light as we respond to the light that we have. And men that have lots of light and reject it, Luke chapter 12, it tells us that the judgment is going to be severe for those who had all the light and yet rejected it. And those that had a little bit of light but didn't respond, they did deeds worthy of a flogging, as Jesus said. They will receive few stripes because they didn't have a lot of information. So, good question. I appreciate you calling in today, Raul. Well, we have Greg on the line from Texas. Greg, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Pastor Jeff, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to affirm your stance on stopping the madness. And just a lot of folks out there kind of wonder where this woke stuff's coming from. And it's largely these ESG scores that these large corporations are imposing upon the smaller folks. And if you look at companies like BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, and Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, I mean, he has come out and said, we are changing the behaviors of these corporations. They're making it difficult for them to get loans, and they literally cancel. It's part of the cancel culture. They cancel these companies that don't comply, that don't fall in line. But we all know the secret. We all know the remedy. No secret, really. It's don't fund it. Get your money out of that. Don't pay for that. These people do not support your values. So anyway, there's lots of folks, the church, lots of things the church can do out there to not fund and not give another nickel to these people who hate them and who want to destroy the church.
Right.
Thank you.
Amen. Good word. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. Steve from Texas, I think Steve has maybe a similar comment. Steve, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so one question that has to come into play is where all these people are getting their money from. And one of the answers is, if you look at our older dollar bill, say a 1934 series, you'll see that the note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and redeemable for lawful money at a U.S. Treasury or Federal Reserve Bank. That note about lawful was taken off the dollar bill at a later date. And so we are currently using, I would suggest, unlawful money, as it's based on debt and can be created out of thin air by the central bank. So when we're wondering where these people have this money to just do anything that they want, it's not because they're making it in earnings profits. It's because they're just printing it out of thin air, picking winners and losers, and giving it to enforce an agenda that they want to do for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mind-boggling when you start really looking at this. It's like, why would you do this? I mean, you know, as I stated earlier, you become the CEO of a major company. You don't get there by being the village idiot, but you make such stupid moves And, you know, if you're in game, it's just like with Joe Biden, you know, it's like nobody could be that that foolish. There, this is an agenda. Now, I don't know who's pulling the strings, Obama or somebody, but nobody would make the decision. Nobody pulls out of Afghanistan and leaves behind billions of equipment for, you know, implements of war and leaves those in the hands of the enemy. I mean, my 8-year-old granddaughter would know not to do that. And so, you know, it's done on purpose. And so when you look at it that way, it's like, okay, well, if you're trying to destroy America, you're doing a good job. And if you're just pushing this agenda and you don't care what the consequences of that are going to be, then that makes sense. But if you're trying to make money, legitimate money, and you're trying to sell your products and you're trying to do well, what you're doing jumping on this progressive political agenda is just insane. And as the last caller said, we need to just quit buying from them. It's like, okay, well, if you hate us and you hate what we stand for and you want to destroy our kids and you have this agenda to come after us and poison our children and grandchildren, well, we're definitely not going to support you in that. And so you're going to have to get support somewhere else. Well, Steve, thanks for calling in, and thanks for offering that comment. I appreciate it, my friend. And we have Ron from Michigan. Ron, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thanks, Pastor Jeff. Just a quick comment, just a quick reinforcement of Romans 1 and the caller about people being ignorant. Paul is very clear that God has put the unwritten law, his unwritten law, on people's hearts, so that really people are not sinners because of spiritual ignorance, but they're spiritually ignorant because of their adversarial disposition toward God. And if they insist upon going their own way, which you quoted from Proverbs, that there is a way that seems right to a man, it's just not going to work. The end thereof is death. So just wanted to reinforce that. It's not that people are sinners because they're ignorant, but if they turn away from God, if they don't want anything to do with God, then they're going to be ignorant.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I heard it said this way, you know, a man is not a sinner because he sins. He sins because he's a sinner. He's a sinner by birth, sinner by nature, sinner by choice, sinner by practice. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're born in sin, and you were dead, Ephesians 2:1, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins. That's how everyone comes into this world, dead toward God, dead in their spirit. And we're born in, as David said, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I was a sinner from the womb, because I'm born in Adam. In Adam all die, in Christ all are made alive. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for that word. And we have Lynn on the line from Arkansas. Lynn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yeah, hi. I'll be quick. Bottom line, those medications that they give those people that are becoming trans are very dangerous. And if you had a hard copy of the side effects, I think that could be a good opening to, you know, try to help someone who's going through that. I know a lot of people don't read side effects. They just, you know, this is going to make me feel better, whatever, you know. And I know one side effect is bone loss and, anyway, and then there was a guy who had transitioned, and I guess he is going all over the country. It was originally a she, and just some of the things that were happening to actually her were horrendous, nightmarish side effects.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah, Chloe Cole said that. You know, she had taken those drugs, and I think she had a mastectomy. And a young girl, pretty girl, but, you know, she's ruined herself. And she said, you know, I have the bones of a 40-something-year-old woman, and I'm 18, 19 years old. And that you can't get that back. You carve yourself up You know, it's just like you cut off your arm. It's not growing back. And you're going to have to live the rest of your life with that. Well, thank you, Lynn, for that. Thank you for calling in. Let me just encourage you on this transgender issue. Watch the AFA movie In His Image. It is excellent. It is so well done, and it explains a lot, and you will be encouraged by it, and you'll be armed to tackle that issue in the public square. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Go out this day, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you as His witness. God bless you. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.